Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Ivana's very own Siobhan Pereira and Christina Lane. And also, we also have Jim Handley from Sunlight Financial Credit Union in Wyoming. And they are talking about the Sunlight partnership with Ivana, especially helping them in the commercial lending department. Some really cool enlightening stories here from both from all three folks. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, we have a full house. We have some fine folks from Ivana Cusso and also Sunlight Federal Credit Union, Mr. Jim Handley down there right below me. You have the dramatic sunlight effect going on in the background there, Jim. Nicely done.
Well, thank you.
Looking good. All right. Hey, let's do some introductions from the folks at Ivana as well. Siobhan Pereira, right down diagonal from me. Siobhan, how are you, sir?
I am fantastic. Pleasure to be here, Mike.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad you are here. And then right next to me, last but not least, we have Christina Lane from Ivana as well. Christina, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Well, glad you all are here because we're talking about Sunlight's partnership with Ivana and how you guys are working together to provide members the best service possible in your area of expertise. But let's lay out a little bit of ground. Well, Siobhan, I'm going to let you go first here. Give us a quick overview of Ivana, what you guys are all about, and how you're helping credit unions out there.
Absolutely, Mike. So Ivana Cusso is a full-service commercial lending-focused Cusso. So what we do is we have two bars. First and foremost, we serve our credit unions. We work with a lot of smaller to mid-sized credit unions in terms of offering loan participations. Now, we offer not only the ability to buy loan participations, but we also offer services associated with the fulfillment of those loans. So everything from originations, underwriting, servicing, work out if it comes to that. That's what we offer for our credit unions. And then for our borrowers, obviously, we offer the ability to, we offer additional options for them to take on commercial loan debt for their projects.
Gotcha. Sounds good. And Christina, anything else to add from your perspective?
No, he's covered that pretty well. That is exactly what we do.
Siobhan, you did good. Well done. All right. Hey, Jim, I'm going to let you answer the next question here. So I want to step back a little bit. What was going on at Sunlight that prompted you to kind of look in this area? Because it was were you guys looking to boost commercial lending or what's going on there?
I am a secondary market banker by trade. I've done commercial and secondary transactions my whole career. In fact, I started doing buying and selling things on the secondary market back in the 90s. So basically, I was faced with a situation where we had extra liquidity. I was not able to really, inside my own field of membership, get as many loans underwritten. And so I was looking for ways to invest that liquidity. And Ivana was one of the companies that I partnered with to go out and locate some new, some new credit facilities that were within what I needed.
Okay.
I mean, credit union, we don't underwrite the same type of deals that a commercial bank does. So we have some different parameters that we work with and that are different than what I used to work with when I was in the FDIC. And Ivana was able to help me kind of tailor some of the product that I was looking to buy to what fit my criteria and what they had available with other credit unions they were partnering with.
Right. I think you may have answered my second question too, because I was, why Ivana? How did they percolate to the top here?
Well, one of the things you look for is a credit union, you have your loan policy and the NCUA will not let us buy a participation in something unless it's something we would underwrite ourselves. So that's very important. What are the criteria that our board of directors, feel are acceptable for us to do in a small commercial loan?
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have those criteria met, then we can't buy the loan. Just the same as we couldn't write it if it was in-house.
Right.
And so when you have your loan policy, you take that and you go to, I went to Christina and said, okay, this is my loan policy. And she went and said, well, I think I've got some stuff that might be a fit for you. And so she went through and went through the list of other people they were partnering with and they were working with. And she said, okay, this is what this guy has for requirements. What do we have available that, that he can maybe buy a piece of? And so she really worked really hard to make that happen for me.
Right on. And I'm coming, that's a great segue, Jim. Thank you. I'm coming to you, Christina, on the next ones. Like, so what are some of the key benefits of partnering with credit unions like Sunlight, which are, you know, focused on serving low income populations? Christina?
So basically, it's the relationship with the credit unions. We have to understand what it is that they do as their mission. Mm-hmm. And we try to partner that with the type of loans that we offer. I think that that's the key to the whole thing. And that's what makes it work for us all.
Right. And then and working with Sunlight, too. I mean, it sounds like they have kind of some unique needs as well. How is it working with them so far?
So far, it's been great. Jim knows the best thing is keeping the relationship going. So yeah. I will bug him even if I don't have anything to place with him. But that is the thing. The key is the relationship and making sure that we're on top of what it is that they need so that when it does come available, I know exactly who to contact.
Oh, right on. Okay. Yeah, that's great for sure. Keeps it quite efficient in that respect. And Jim, coming back to you on this one, diversification appears to be a key strategy for Sunlight Financial Credit Union. So how has working with Ivana allowed you guys to diversify your portfolio outside your local market as well?
Well, see, that's one of the main points right there, Michael, is the fact that I'm a community-based credit union in the state of Wyoming. And that what that means is I have a couple counties in Montana and a couple counties in Colorado.
Oh, wow. But
basically, I'm just in Wyoming. So if I want to diversify my economic risk, I'm only here. Right. So if I want to get involved with something that maybe has some different economy, you know, the factors that affect the economy and the ability of the borrower to repay, I have to go outside of my state. And so what I do is I call Christina up and I say, hey, Christina, I'm looking for an ag project, for example, in any place that's not Wyoming. And she'll go out there and she'll say, well, hey, I've got this thing happening in California, or I've got this thing happening in Kansas. What do you think of this? Do you think this would be a fit for you? And so we'll talk about it. She'll give me a deal sheet. We'll go back and forth and we'll do some preliminary underwriting to see if it's something that would fit my portfolio needs. Yeah. And sometimes it is, and that's great. And sometimes, you know, I was like, oh, well, this, you know, this criteria, we have this criteria. We can't do that deal. One thing that's a hot topic right now, I think for a lot of credit unions, you're looking at what they can do. Is they're looking at marijuana related businesses. I absolutely cannot take in any way, shape, or form any marijuana related businesses because it's not legal in the state of Wyoming.
Right.
So I can't touch that. So even though the couple times they've sent me some stuff over and said, hey, we've got an ag project for you, take a look at this. And I go, it's marijuana. I can't use it in any way, shape, or form. And they go, oh, okay, that's right. Because it could be a pool of businesses or whatever, and you've got one in that pool that doesn't qualify, and therefore it's not a fit for me.
Oh, wow, okay.
But it might be a perfect fit for somebody else who doesn't have that requirement, or they're located in a state where that is legal.
Right.
And so Christina helps me like filter that out. You know, in any given day, with the different brokers and stuff that I've worked with, I could have 50 loans to consider. I don't really have time to underwrite 50 loans a day. I mean, I've got other people on my team that help me and do some of this work.
Yeah.
We don't have time to look at 50 of these. So, you know, Ivana helps me out because they're like, okay, Jim, we've got all of these deals going. Out of what we're looking at, this dozen seems like it would be a fit for you. Okay, well, now I'm down to 12. Now I can sort by industry, or I can sort by location, or I can sort by business type. One of the business types that I don't want right now is hotels. My reason for that is I can write all the hotels I want in Wyoming. I'm talking to you today from Cody, Wyoming. Yellowstone National Park is, you know, 40 minutes up the road from me. I have all the hotel business I could possibly want just right here, you know. So that's not something I would buy,
right?
But someone who's in a different region, they might look and they go, hey, we'd really like to get into some hotels. And if you want to get into a hotel in Cody, Wyoming, Christina's got a couple of my hotel deals that she'd be willing to sell you a piece of. But likewise, what if I want to get into a soybean facility in Iowa? Well, I don't have the ability to underwrite that. So I would go to Christina and say, hey, I'd really like to get into soy or other grains. I think that that's a good market for us to be in. What do you have? And she says, well, I don't have anything right now, but you know, we've got a couple of deals that are being worked on right now. We'll keep you posted. Or I say, I'd like to get some more manufacturing, or I might like to get, you know, whatever it is in what other industry it is in whatever location around the country that it would be in. And because we're credit unions, we can participate with each other.
Yeah.
And that allows, you know, my participation, say a credit union's got a $5 million project, but their maximum loan size they can do is $2 million. Well, they can sell me, you know, $1 million, and they can sell somebody else $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, they can do a much bigger loan, help out their members in a way that they couldn't
That's cool.
otherwise. And I get to diversify some risk, as well as, you know, usually earn a competitive yield on that. So
that's super cool. What a resource. Oh my gosh. Christina, hats off to you.
It's the Ivana way.
No, she's just wonderful.
Yeah, it's really actually, you know, thinking outside the box, getting really creative here. And Siobhan, I'm going to come to you on the next one here. And we already heard a bunch about this stuff from Jim, but how does Ivana maintain transparency and fast turnaround time when working with credit unions like Sunlight? Because it sounds like the relationship that Christina and Jim have, that's already unspoken. It's already, you guys bounce things off each other really, really well, it already sounds like. So from your perspective, Siobhan, you know, yeah, talk to me about this, the transparency and the fast turnaround time.
Yeah, great question. So, I mean, I think part of it is relationship, and then the other side of it is process, mm-hmm. right? As I mentioned earlier, I mean, we work with over 100 credit unions, so it's really imperative that we develop the relationships with credit unions alike, and that we understand how they work. I mean, we can put processes around these things all day. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we focus, lending is at its core focused on risk management. We have to be able to offer quality assurance on these loans to all of our credit unions, and we'd like to do that, you know, on a consistent basis. So, you know, with Jim, for example, he understands how we work. We know how his credit union works. We understand the key stakeholders at all of the credit unions. And, you know, when we're bringing a loan, you know, down the pipeline, that relationship is pivotal for us you know, to execute on those loans.
No doubt. And Jim, we already talked about some of the benefits, but I just, because based on what you just said, it allows you to really focus and it allows you to get creative at the same time. So what are some of the, based on that, what are some of the benefits you guys have experienced with the partnership with Ivana, and how has Ivana supported Sunlight in achieving its goals here?
Well, the main thing is, you know, Ivana is kind of like going to the grocery store. I have some things that I need, and my shopping list might be different this quarter than it was last quarter.
Yeah, true, true.
So I go to Christina and I say, hey, this is what's on my shopping list. And she says, okay, well, that's on aisle 3, and this other thing's right here at the checkout. We can get this one ready for you. And sometimes she'll say, hey, we've got a project that might be a good fit for you. But we look to be about, you know, 12 or 14 months out on that. Is that something that you can, you know, that you can plan for in next year's budget? Well, you know, it probably is. But when she gives me that, you know, say, well, we just started underwriting this transaction. We don't know where we're at with it yet. Okay, that's great. How much of this would you like to buy? And I can budget for $1 million or $2 million or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's not that big of a purchase. I think that's something important too for other credit unions out there to look at. Maybe it's a $250,000 purchase, or maybe it's a $500,000 purchase. If I can tell Christina, say, well, you know, I could use another $500,000 of that in my portfolio, and she knows, okay, let's see if the lead lender is willing to sell him $500,000. Maybe they are, maybe they're not.
Yeah.
Maybe the project's small enough that there's, you know, Sunlight's there and two or three other credit unions are there, and that's exactly what the lead lender needs to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes there's a lot of flexibility, and, you know, she'll tell me too sometimes. She'll be like, well, we got this one, but I bet if you wait another week, they're getting kind of desperate. We, you know, you might be able to shave a quarter point off of servicing or something. And so she helps me out that way sometimes too.
How often do you guys call each other or email each other? I mean, is this like a, it sounds like at least a weekly basis, or I mean, cause it sounds like you guys are bouncing things off each other, which is really cool to see. And again, getting creative and thinking outside the box here. How often is there a communication going on between the two of you?
I'm sure Ivana would love for me to call every single day, every credit. It doesn't work that way. It literally is based off of what I have in pipeline to place.
Okay.
So it's important that I know what the credit unions want.
Yeah.
And then if I'm looking at a particular loan and I'm like, oh, Jim was looking for something just like this a bit ago. Let me call him. Let me find out if he's still interested.
Okay.
Or if I know it's kind of like what he wants, but it's really not in his box, I'm going to still try and sell it to him. Let's see if we can work something out, you know. So it really depends upon what I have.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. That's cool. I like to see that back and forth. That's really refreshing and it really keeps the momentum going for sure. And so I'm going to stick with you guys at Ivana, share or Christina, future projects you guys are working with Sunlight to keep the momentum going. It sounds like there's not like really projects here. It just sounds like, hey, what opportunities are on the horizon here? Is that kind of a fair assessment, Christina?
That is fair. I don't know, maybe this is better for Siobhan, but I don't know if we have any particular projects for the credit unions coming up. Siobhan, do you?
I would say it's going to be more product focused than anything else, right? So, I mean, our core product is, commercial real estate loans. We've also, we're ramping up our cannabis credit operations. We're partnering with a couple of the QSOs that handle compliance on that side. Right. LSP services, we're having a lot of credit unions that are coming up to us, especially this rate environment, looking to start offering SBA 7A loans. And so, mm-hmm. Historically, credit unions have taken a very, very small sliver of that, that market share. But I'm starting to see that grow. And, through offering that, this product not only manages the risk for credit unions, helps them, continue to lend, continue to, execute their mission, offering businesses, access to capital. And it also is beneficial from them from a liquidity standpoint. Yes.
No doubt.
So those are kind of the three items that we're working on as a QSO and offering our credit unions.
Good deal. And Jim, anything from the credit union perspective in working with Ivana? I mean, obviously, it sounds like if there's an opportunity, I'm going to give Christina a call type of relationship, or I'm sure it goes deeper than that, but it sounds like that's kind of that's what gets the ball rolling, right?
She's actually better than that.
See, all right.
We're focused on one side of this equation that I think is great and that I absolutely love Christina, but there's another side of this equation when you're partnered with Ivana. Ivana is not a lead lender. They're CUSO. So if you're partnered with them, one of the things that Christina brings to me is loans that I would like to originate that they need a lead lender in Wyoming for. So she'll call me up and she'll say, hey, Jim, I was looking at your field of membership. We've got a business in X County. The loan is going to be this size. Would you be interested in being the lead lender on this project? And we'll work with you to underwrite and originate this loan. So they're not out there just selling you a piece of a deal that they have today. If you're partnered with them and you're working with them, they're looking to get you loans.
Yeah.
And in a lead lender situation like that, what's great about that is not only do I get credit for originating it, it's a loan on my books, but I also earn income by servicing that loan with the other participants.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Ivana's actually put more on my plate than just credits that other people have to look at. They've actually came to me with some deals and said, hey, is this something that you can take over responsibility for? Can you be the lead lender on this and originate the loan? We'll do the back end work. We'll do the underwriting. We'll do the document due diligence and that sort of thing. But can you take this project when we get it to that point? And so we've had some deals like that where we've worked on together. And Ivana all the way around is a pretty good relationship for Sunlight.
Sure sounds like it. Sure sounds like it. So good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Thank you so much for your time. But last question, anything to add to wrap up? Christina, I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts here before we let you get back to work?
I think just to state or restate what Siobhan said, the CUSO is a full service CUSO. So not only do we originate loans, process, and underwrite for the credit unions, there's a lot of back end servicing that we do as well that a lot of other credit unions or a lot of other CUSOs do not actually provide the credit unions. Mm-hmm. Payment processing and remittance, that type of stuff. We also do natural disaster tracking. We do ATLRs, which is the term loan reviews for the credit unions. That cuts down on some of their time that they have to do for the NCUA requirement. Mm-hmm. And then two of the biggest things that we do, not only is the ATLR, but the other piece is the investor reporting. A lot of the credit unions require that they have these reports on file and ready to go during audit, and we provide them up front. So that's the biggest piece, just to make sure that the credit unions are serviced as fully as possible.
Quite a resource indeed. Siobhan, any final thoughts here?
Yeah, I think Christina summed it up perfectly, but shout out to Jim for being such a great partner. I can't think of a single time we've had a transaction go smoothly with him and his credit union. Cool. So
definitely.
And thank you for having us on the podcast today.
Oh, you're very welcome. I love getting these messages out for sure. And Jim, I'm going to let you have the final word, sir.
I couldn't ask for anybody better over at Ivana than Christina. She has been super for me. So I'm more than pleased to get on here and say nice stuff about her. She's been great to work with.
Fantastic. Christina, you're getting the gold star today. Well done. Congratulations.
The feeling is mutual, Jim. I want you to know that, though.
Well, we don't always buy them, but we always try to get back to you quickly. So
definitely. And that is the most important, right? Because not only do we have credit unions to service, we're also servicing a client, a sponsor, and their lives revolve around us being quick. So we really appreciate that.
Speed's the name of the game today. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work, but I still love the grocery store metaphor that Jim brought up. You might have to get your marketing team on that at Ivana. There's got to be some tagline in there about a grocery store. So, all right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work. All right. So this is a wonderful, wonderful story. Well done.
Thank you so much.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.